Hey everyone, welcome to Life in the Word, your safe place for relevant, engaging, and uplifting conversations. My name is Pastor Shannon. I'm the founder and senior pastor of Oceans Church in Kodiak, Alaska. Please join me as we journey together through Life in the Word. Hello everyone. I am so excited to bring to you the second episode of Flip Your Story. If you have not yet subscribed to this podcast, would you please just hit pause and do it right now? And while you're at it, why don't you just drop me a positive review as well? What is Flip Your Story? Flip Your Story is about changing the narrative of your story from your perspective to God's perspective. In this episode, we will dive into the subject of winning the battle for your mind. Flipping your story starts there, in your mind. Ladies and gentlemen, grab your Bible. It's time to flip your story. It is believed that the average person has more than 6,000 thoughts per day. Now, if you're talking to my wife, you would have to double that number. Just joking. Having thoughts are not bad at all. As a matter of fact, it is a blessing. One of the greatest gifts God has given to mankind is the ability to think. Now, let me ask you this. Are all thoughts that go through your mind good? No. In 2022 and 2023 were indeed super hard years for me. I call them my Job years. The pressure of ministry was taking a huge toll on my personal life, my marriage, and even my calling. Friends that I trusted were ready to crucify me at any cost. Any cost, even if it meant destroying my family. Warning, I did tell you I was going to give you the good, the bad, and the ugly. So, brace yourself. My mind became a battlefield where thoughts were being fired from all directions. I felt like I was losing my mind. Why? Not all those thoughts were mine. Some were mine, and to be honest, they were not always pleasant either. Some thoughts were from God. They fed my soul. They revived my spirit. Those thoughts brought hope for healing and restoration. And then, there were those ugly thoughts. They were thoughts fueled by the voice of the enemy from the pits of hell. Maybe I just described a battlefield that you're currently involved in. If that's true, hang in there. Help is on the way. Here's the point I'm making. Not all thoughts are yours. A thought can only become yours when you take ownership of it, when you allow that thought to dominate your mind, when you allow that thought to shape your life. The Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, "Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts." The way you think will define who you are today and who you will become tomorrow. 10 years from now, you will look into the mirror, and the person staring back will be shaped by your thoughts today. Think about that for a moment. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. The word heart here does not refer to the organ that pumps blood. It refers to the central part of a human being, the soul, the mind, the will, and the emotion. The mind being the hub and the CPU of everything that you do. The mind sets the course for your life. For as you think in your heart, so are you. Your life is a reflection of how you think. And there is a battle for your life. Flipping your story starts with a war cry. And sometimes it takes a war cry to wake you up. This war cry is outlined in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, starting with verse 3. We are humans, but we do not wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. Number one, you are at war. In order to flip your story and change the narrative, you have to recognize that you are at war. When I say war, I don't mean a physical war, but a spiritual one. That spiritual war happens right here between your ears, in your mind. This war is won and lost in your mind. But here's the problem. Humanity has believed this old lie of the enemy. The mind is a neutral ground. Nothing happening here. Move along. Let me explain. The enemy wants you to believe that you can think and entertain any thought you want with no consequences. That lie has allowed him to use our mind as a playground. Why? Thoughts lead to action. If at 2 a.m. you start thinking about that piece of German chocolate cake in the fridge, and you keep thinking about it, that thought won't remain a thought for very long. A thought can turn into an action and change your behavior. It is called cognitive behavior. Understanding cognitive behavior of people has become a powerful scientific tool. It teaches us that many problems from eating disorders, relational challenges, addictions, depression, and anxiety are all rooted in faulty negative patterns of thinking. Even science is in agreement with God's word. Imagine that. We have been hearing this narrative lately. Follow the science. Just look at where that has landed us. Here's what you follow. Follow God's word. His narrative will never change. What science is demonstrating today, God has revealed to us 3,000 years ago in His Word. Now, if we say we are at war, we have to know who the real enemy is. Does the Word of God give us some insight? Absolutely. Ephesians 6:12. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies. No, it is not your spouse. It is not your co-worker. It is not your boss. It is not your mother-in-law. And guess what? It is not even the people who have hurt you and your family. But against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, against evil spirits in the heavenly places. God wants us to know who the real enemy is. It's the devil. The enemy is the ruler of the unseen world. Ignore him and he invades your mind with lies, doubts, anxiety. He plants them as seeds in your mind. The enemy's goal is very simple. He wants those seeds to find a home in your mind. I have a question for you. What seeds, what thoughts have you allowed the enemy to sow in your mind? A thought the enemy plants today will tomorrow create a stronghold. And that leads me to my next point. Number two, beware of strongholds. In order to flip your story, you have to identify and knock down the enemy's strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10:4. Knock down the strongholds of human reasoning. First of all, what are strongholds? In ancient times, A stronghold was a fortress, a citadel, built in the highest point in the city. If the city was under attack, the leader would run there and hide and still be able to rule the city from that stronghold. In the same manner, the enemy uses a stronghold, a highest point in your mind where he can rule your thoughts and destroy your life. From our scripture here, what are strongholds of human reasonings? Let me give you just a couple of examples. You can never be good enough for God. That's a lie. You can never be free from your past. That's a lie. Your past, your shame, your guilt can never be forgiven. That's another lie. Believe those lies long enough and you will give the enemy a blueprint. So what's God's answer to those lies? Use His mighty weapons to tear down those lies. And that takes me to our last point. Number three, use God's mighty weapons. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 5. The dynamite you need to blow up the stronghold in your mind is already inside of you. And as we get ready to close, let me remind you of just a few of those weapons at your disposal. Number one, the weapon of praise. Psalm 22, verse 3 says, He inhabits the praises of His people. Your praise invites the presence of God and destroys the enemy's stronghold in your mind. Think about the walls of Jericho when they came down with just a shout of praise. The moment you start praising God, you become the thermostat in the room. You change the temperature of that room. Not because of Almighty you, but Almighty God in you, His presence. Praise pushes back the walls of darkness and brings down the toxic thoughts before they can build a stronghold in your mind. And number two weapon is the weapon of the Word of God. Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word of God is powerful enough to discern what the origin of those thoughts are. The bad ones are shredded to pieces. And number three is the weapon of prayer. James 5:16 says, the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Prayer is an invitation to have a chat with God. When you stand with Christ, your prayer has great power and produces wonderful results. As we close, I want to invite you to have a chat with God. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have enjoyed this episode. I invite you to join me next time for another episode of Flip Your Story. Thank you for tuning in to Life in the Word, your safe place for relevant, engaging, and uplifting conversations. Please subscribe, write a review, and follow me on the social media platforms in the description below. Remember, your faith journey is ongoing. Until next week, stay connected and continue living your life in the Word.